This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. It seems most everyone has an opinion these days about what agriculture in America should look like and how our food should be grown. What's often missing from the conversation about agriculture is facts. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture works to provide those facts and promote a more informed discussion. For example, did you know that we Americans spend just 10% of our income on food? People in other countries must spend more. Farmers and ranchers make up just 2% of our nation's population, but one farm feeds 165 people each year. It takes less feed to produce the same amount of milk than it did 30 years ago, and farmers produce 360% more corn per acre than in 1950. Thanks to the growing productivity of America's farmers and ranchers, America doesn't have to depend on other nations to meet our most basic need. Today, 99% of all U.S. farmers are owned by individuals, family partnerships, or family corporations. That means just 1% of our farms and ranches are owned by non-family corporations. Cropland erosion has gone down 44% since 1982, thanks to farmers' environmental stewardship. Contrary to other sectors of the U.S. economy, our agricultural exports exceed ag imports, generating a positive trade balance of more than $20 billion a year and helping to make our entire economy stronger. All of these statistics and many more are outlined in Food and Farm Facts, a publication from the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. I hope you'll consider getting a copy or two and sharing it with students or members of your community. There are a lot of glass-half-empty people out there who are quick to criticize today's agriculture, but the facts tell a different story. We are blessed with abundant food, fiber, and energy resources, and today's family farmers and ranchers are continually working to be more productive and sustainable. The foundation is working to ensure more people get the facts and food and farming in America. Congress is starting to get serious about tax reform. Both the president and leaders in Congress say they want to develop a tax reform plan this fall, and now is the time for legislators to get involved. Farmers and ranchers are encouraged to tell Congress to reform the tax code so it is simpler, more transparent, revenue neutral, and fair to farmers and ranchers. Consider talking with your legislators about tax reform during the August district work period at a meeting, town hall, event, fair, or other local gathering. In response to a Brazil-initiated 2009 World Trade Organization ruling against the United States, cotton was removed as a covered commodity in Title I of the 2014 Farm Bill. This made it ineligible for the agricultural risk coverage or price loss coverage programs. Cotton remained eligible for the Marketing Assistance Loan Program, but the primary safety net was the Stacked Income Protection Plan crop insurance policy. Stacks is a county-based revenue protection policy that supplements existing cotton crop insurance policies. However, Stacks was plagued by adoption rates that only averaged 26% and substantially underperformed relative to producer expectations. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway of Texas, Ranking Member Colin Peterson of Minnesota, and several other members of the House Ag Committee held a Farm Bill listening session at Minnesota Farm Fest last week. Individuals were given 2 minutes to share their thoughts about the current Farm Bill and recommendations for the upcoming bill. At the end of the hearing, Conaway reiterated that attendees who did not get an opportunity to present their views and anyone else were welcome and encouraged to submit their ideas via email to houseaglistens@mail.house.gov. Crop condition ratings for corn and soybeans are below year-ago levels, as recorded in the Agriculture Department's latest crop conditions report. Dr. John Newton, AFBF's Director of Marketing and Market Intelligence, explained that this year has been a challenge for growers with excessive moisture and planting delays this spring and drought conditions in parts of the upper Midwest. Newton doesn't think many in the trade are anticipating another record corn or soybean crop this year. USDA has yields at this point in time at 48 bushels per acre on beans and 170.7 bushels per acre on corn. AFBF has a long and proud history of carefully evaluating the economics of policy proposals to understand potential pitfalls and other unintended consequences. At the same time, AFBF has, since its inception, had a well-defined process for determining the organization's policy positions. Each year, the organization's delegate body of farmer and rancher members deliberates and responds to challenges facing agriculture. The AFBF Board of Directors interprets the delegates' work and directs AFBF staff to communicate policy from farmers and ranchers to leaders in all branches of government. With Congress moving past the opening days of debate on the next farm bill, AFBF economists will once again analyze the effects of various policy alternatives. Two recent analysis pieces look at two specific commodities, cotton and dairy, that are facing challenges in terms of the federal safety nets. These commodities have been subjected to considerable discussion by Farm Bureau members as well as by AFBF's Board of Directors. The purpose of economic analysis is to help inform the membership and leadership of Farm Bureau regarding the potential effects of proposals on farmers and ranchers. It is not a Farm Bureau policy position, which is the purview of the membership and the board. Analysis can help inform that process, but will never and should never replace it. In an effort to support ongoing market research efforts, American Farm Bureau Insurance Services is hosting a new online survey for dairy farmers. Dairy farmers are invited to take the survey online at farmbureausellscropinsurance.com, dairy-risk-survey. Information provided in the survey will remain confidential. In October, AFBF and AFBIS will submit a final proposal to the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation for a new dairy insurance policy. The growth of small-scale farms in the past 15 years has led to a 30% increase in the number of farms across Massachusetts. In addition, interest in local agriculture has inspired many homeowners to keep backyard chickens, goats, and other livestock in residential areas where neighbors are far more comfortable with dogs and cats. Suburban residents are increasingly vocalizing their concerns about their neighbors' flocks, however small, Massachusetts Farm Bureau Deputy Executive Director Brad Mitchell reports. In response, local boards of health, which have broad authority over backyard livestock operations, have begun implementing regulations that put unnecessary and often burdensome requirements on livestock owners. No surprise, considering Board of Health officials' lack of knowledge about livestock. A commanding majority of American voters support tax reform, a nationwide poll shows, while most voters also support tax changes that would benefit America's farm and ranch families. The survey conducted by Morning Consult found that 7 out of 10 voters agreed passing tax reform legislation should be a priority for Congress. More than half of voters polled also expressed support for specific tax reform provisions that would benefit farmers and ranchers, such as allowing farmers to deduct machinery purchases in the year those purchases are made, allowing farmers and ranchers to average their income, decreasing capital gains taxes, and repealing the estate tax. Americans are ready for tax reform, and many know the toll that taxes take on our farm and ranch families, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said. Congress must take action to provide tax relief, and farmers and ranchers will be sharing that message with their lawmakers until this job gets done. The Agriculture Department's Agricultural Marketing Service is renewing the charter for its Fruit and Vegetable Industry Advisory Committee. The agency is looking to fill 10 vacancies on the committee, each with 2-year terms. The committee consists of 25 members who represent the fruit and vegetable industry and will include individuals representing fruit and vegetable growers and shippers, fruit and vegetable wholesalers and distributors, brokers, retailers, restaurant representatives, fresh cut and other fruit and vegetable processors, and food service suppliers. The committee also should include individuals representing farmers' markets and food hubs, organic and non-organic fruit and vegetable representatives, and representatives from state departments of agriculture, farmer organizations, and produce trade associations. AFBF will nominate interested individuals by the September 1 deadline. Contact Paul Schlegel at paul.s@fb.org with questions or nominee considerations. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.